Introducing two new and improved Jeremy's Razors. Fighting the left and building the future means constantly bringing your best, and that's exactly what Jeremy's Razors is doing. Choose between the new and improved Precision 5 Razor for an exceptionally smooth and close shave, or the brand new Sprint 3 Razor for a quick, clean shave. The new razors feature top-to-bottom redesign. Enjoy an ergonomic handle designed for superior durability. The new coated stainless steel blades are sharper, so they last longer. Increased flexibility allows the razor to better contour to your face to reduce nicks and cuts. Plus, the lubricating strip is now equipped with argan oil and aloe. It's time to toss out that woke razor and get yourself a Precision 5 or Sprint 3 trial kit today. Pledge to fight the left and build a future with Jeremy's Razors. Go to jeremysrazors.com and order yours today.
Today we cancel Amanda Marcotte, feminist writer for Salon, and I'll admit canceling Amanda Marcotte is perhaps a little cheap. It's like canceling stubbed toes or indigestion or head lice. A little too obvious. In any case, Marcotte has earned her spot in this segment today by publishing an article for Salon that is so crushingly stupid, so fantastically ridiculous and dishonest that it somehow, against all odds, manages to lower the bar for feminist writers and Salon, a bar that was already sitting approximately 10,000 feet below sea level. Here's the headline. Men punching random women in NYC. A desperate last gasp of the male rage fueling MAGA.
You are fake news.
This is another one of those headlines that I saw circulating on social media, and I had to stop to verify that it was real. At first, I honestly thought that it wasn't. It's the kind of thing that a right-wing meme account might create as a joke. And if they had, it wouldn't have even been very funny. But this is not a meme. It's an actual article written and published without a hint of irony. Quote, men are punching random women on the streets of New York City. As usual with these kinds of diffuse and chaotic stories, there's much that is unknown, including how often this is happening, how many people are involved, or whether it's at all coordinated. Women report being assaulted by men of different races and ages. Well, actually, no, there's not a lot of racial diversity in the men who are committing these assaults. We'll return to that in a moment. Still, across the different stories, a couple of similarities pop out. The alleged victims are mostly young and pretty, and most of them say they were minding their own business when they were attacked. Some were on their phones or reading on tablets. Others were speaking to friends or daydreaming. Whatever they were doing, they were just living their lives, and that, it seems, is what enraged their assailants. While it rarely turns to violence, most women who spend much time walking around in public have experience with men who berate them for paying attention to something other than the man who is now, often out of nowhere, spewing invectives. In our modern era, that often manifests with men who are infuriated at women for looking at their phones. But I'm old enough to remember when I would get yelled at for reading books in public. A quick aside here, that didn't happen. Nobody yelled at her for reading a book in public. Much of what she said in that paragraph is exaggerated or entirely invented. Whether you're feeling stressed or anxious or simply seeking a moment of peace and tranquility, the Halo app has something for you. Halo offers an incredible range of guided meditations and prayers that are designed to help you deepen your spirituality and strengthen your connection to God. With Halo, you can embark on a journey of exploration, diving into different themes and types of prayers and meditation. From gratitude to forgiveness, each session offers a unique experience, sparking your curiosity and deepening your spiritual understanding. Choose different lengths of meditation to fit your schedule, whether you have a few minutes or an hour. This flexibility puts you in control of your own spiritual journey. With its user-friendly interface and hundreds of guided meditations, the Halo app has quickly become a go-to source for people seeking spiritual growth and healing. You can download the app for free at halo.com/Walsh. Set prayer reminders and track your progress along the way. Halo is truly transformative and will help you connect with your faith on a deeper level. So what are you waiting for? Download the Halo app today at halo.com/Walsh. Halo.com/Walsh for an exclusive 3-month trial. Let's get to the crux of the issue from Amanda's hallucinatory perspective. Quote, whatever the excuse the angry man concocts, the impetus is always the same. The eyes of a woman are directed at someone or something that is not him, and he is indignant over it. These stories resonate as well because the nation is having a moment of increasingly unhinged male fury at women for daring to have lives that are centered around something other than catering to a man's every whim. Unleashed by Donald Trump and the MAGA movement, there's an upswell of loud male entitlement shouting at us from every corner. We see it in the male fans of Jordan Peterson who clamor to his events to hear him croak out a just-so story about how lobsters justify their faith in male dominance. Or the rise of tradwives online, who make a living pretending they're unemployed and housebound. Or Ben Shapiro setting fire to a Barbie doll because he can't stand that a blockbuster comedy starring a woman is about anything but her quest for male affection. The rise of MAGA is fueled by misogyny, but it's less a backlash than a tantrum, a rage explosion by men who want to restore their dominance but fear that this time women won't buckle to their bullying. This rash of men punching women in New York City captures this moment in a dark way.
Well. Huh. That's just lazy writing.
Now, before we get to the content of this screed, such as it is, the first thing we notice is just how tired and lame and dull the writing is. Amanda Marcotte has been writing essentially the same article over and over again for 20 years, Now, of course, 20 years ago, she wasn't talking about Donald Trump or MAGA, but the basic themes and concepts are the same. And there really is only one theme and one concept, which is that men are misogynists and various bad things are happening because of our misogyny. And this is my biggest problem with people like Amanda Marcotte. It's not that everything they say is wrong, and that's a given. It's that they can't even manage to be vaguely interesting while being wrong.
I'm so bored.
And as for the claim that she's making, obviously, violent crime in New York City has nothing to do with Trump or MAGA. The men assaulting random, committing random assaults in Manhattan, these are not Trump voters. These are not Jordan Peterson acolytes. They're not listening to Ben Shapiro's podcast. They've never heard the term trad wife, most likely. And these are almost exclusively black men.
Oh, hell no. Oh, hell no.
Oh, hell yes.
And Democrat voters, if they vote at all, which they probably don't. They are repeat violent offenders, career criminals who are on the street, able to attack and victimize random women because of policies that Amanda Marcotte supports. In fact, not only is this not a MAGA phenomenon, but if you go somewhere that is really MAGA country, a predominantly conservative place where you're likely to see American flags and red hats and all the rest of it, in those places, women aren't getting brutalized as they walk down the street. These attacks on women are supposedly the result of right-wing male rage, and yet they're only happening in blue cities. Go to pretty much any neighborhood with a majority of Trump voters, and any woman will be perfectly safe walking down the street at any time of day or night. Amanda hates white Republican males more than anything. She blames us for all the violence against women. And yet, you never hear about a rash of violent attacks on women in white Republican areas. So she's obviously wrong about who is responsible for this violence. She's also wrong about the why.
Why would they do this?
These attackers aren't going after these women because they feel entitled to their time, or they're mad at the women for looking at their phones, or because they're filled with some kind of patriarchal sense of entitlement. They do it because they can, and they'll keep doing it for as long as they can, until we make it so that they can't. And we don't do that by printing, scolding lectures in Salon. Now, what you do is you do that by locking them in prison forever. But Amanda Marcotte doesn't want that. She's an advocate for criminal justice reform, quote unquote, which means putting these violent predators back on the street and keeping them there.
You gotta be f***ing kidding.
I mean, she doesn't care if the violent attacks continue. At least it gives her something to write about, even if she's writing the same article over and over and over again and somehow still missing the point every single time. And that is why she is today, I must say, canceled.
Midnight, where the stars and you.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with privacy mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, because, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course, present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is. Drawing Board or...
Miro. All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro Brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.